Financial issues and arena questions are nothing new with the Arizona Coyotes, but those concerns were supposed to be pushed aside when Alex Morello took over as the NHL team's owner in 2019. The big difference between the current questions and what happened in the past is that no one doubts the size of Morello's businesses and bank accounts, but the Coyotes reportedly owe nearly $500,000 to ASM Global, which manages the Glendale-owned venue where the team plays, Gila River Arena. With me to explain what's happening on and off the ice with the Coyotes is Craig Morgan of the Arizona Coyotes Insider. So, Craig, is the organization having any financial issues?
Well, it's hard to say whether they're actually having financial issues. When you see the breadth of financial issues that have come up recently, you have to wonder on that front. But with regard to the arena specifically, yes, they have not paid the arena lease fee for the past fiscal year. It is normally paid when the fiscal year ends, of course, on June 30th. That has not been paid. They have an arena manager over at Gila River Arena. It's ASM Global, which is a subsidiary of AEG. They take the money from the Coyotes, which is in excess of $3 million. And then my understanding is that Glendale gets about $1.6 million of that in revenue sharing. Those payments have not been made. ASM sent a letter to the Coyotes. They are aware of the issue, but to date, it has not been paid. My understanding through back channels is that this is part of a negotiation. I think the Coyotes want to renegotiate that deal. I just don't know how much leverage they have to do so. Glendale seems very happy with its current arrangement.
So, Craig, how much of this has to do then with the fact that it's relatively new ownership and they just didn't like the deal that the previous ownership came up with?
Well, I think that is part of it, absolutely. They did not strike this deal. And Javier Gutierrez, if you listen to his introductory news conference with new general manager Bill Armstrong, he did note that they have to course correct a number of the business relationships that were struck before they got here, a number of relationships that he says have undermined the financial stability of this franchise. Now, whether they're able to do that or not, I don't know, but it does seem to be a goal of theirs.
And Craig, how much longer does this new ownership group even want to be in Glendale? This is the inevitable question we always have to talk about. I presume Javier Gutierrez has been scouting and talking with people about finding a new site?
He has. Alex Morello sort of raised it to the top of the to-do list, and you know, it makes sense that they would want a new arena. It sort of feeds everything else that they want to do from a revenue standpoint. When they introduced Javier Gutierrez, Alex Morello said that he wanted to have some sort of announcement by the end of the year. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen in the current climate with a global pandemic raging, but they have had discussions with a number of groups. I don't think that they're very far down the road toward finding a solution at this point, however.
And again, you mentioned the pandemic. Knowing how much that has affected everything, is the honeymoon period for the new ownership over?
I think so, with all that's been happening. I don't think that fans are very happy right now with what they've seen. But again, these are unprecedented times. I understand that businesses are taking a hit, and I think a lot of people do understand that. Javier was pretty frank with some of the Morello Group's businesses that have taken the hits, the casinos, obviously the team. But he did say that there are other areas of his businesses, because he's so diversified, that have done well, his food industry, his construction industry. So He says that they're well positioned to survive this, but they have to make some necessary cuts. They have to make some necessary changes in order to survive it and move forward.
As far as the on-ice product is concerned and moving that forward, Craig, are we in a situation now with a new general manager in place? Of course, the way that the previous regime ended with John Shaika moving on and then having a dispute with ownership, and of course, and you can explain this better than I can, but now the loss of draft picks related to some scouting issues. The new GM, what sort of options does he have right now? Because one would think having those draft picks would be a good thing.
Yes, draft capital is incredibly valuable at any time for a franchise, because you always want an influx of young talent. But I think it's even more so valuable now, because you are in a situation where the pandemic has created financial stress for just about every team around the league. The salary cap will remain flat at least for next year, probably beyond that. So when you have a bunch of teams that are bumping up against the cap, you'd really love to have those young players that are on cost-controlled contracts coming up. But the Coyotes will not have that for the next couple seasons, because the NHL decided that they were guilty of fitness testing draft-eligible players before the 2019 scouting combine. So they took away a couple draft picks. That's really going to hurt them. The Coyotes, of course, lost a couple more via trade, so they only have one pick in the top three rounds of the next two drafts, and that's really where you find the elite talent.
Well, the Coyotes have, as we know, a lot of loyal fans, maybe not quite as many as the NHL would like, but obviously a lot of loyal fans. When it comes to this unpredictability, how much longer can this go on, Craig, where fans are just like, it's whiplash?
Yeah, you know what? I think Coyotes fans are so conditioned to this that I honestly believe they'll stay on board no matter what. Look, you get a little bit of positive news, and I think everybody's back on the train. I really think that's how it works. And that's the beauty of sports. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that's bad for fans to do that. We love sports, right? We love watching competitive athletes on whatever field of play it is. So I think most of the people will stick through the thin times, which is mostly what it's been around here. And hopefully, you know, they can finally chart a course toward brighter days.
That is Craig Morgan, longtime Arizona Coyotes writer. He is now the man behind the Coyotes Insider. Craig, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Steve.